I think one of the greatest concerns that you heard from Democrats back in 2003, 2004, and you will probably hear again, is don't commit us without an exit strategy. Don't commit us without a clear strategy.
But there can be no exits. I mean, the nature of this conflict defies an exit strategy.
But that's why I think the president laid out a very clear strategy, using the boots on the ground, which I like to say the people who know the region, I mean, the people from the region. I think some Democrats will continue to be uncomfortable with the president's decision to even use airstrikes in Syria. But I think it's a debate that we should have following the Iraq war. We should have this conversation, and Congress should be able to have a vote on it.
But to Jake's point earlier, how do you know, I mean, you know, when there's victory, so to speak? I mean, you can't define victory because you're not defining what
it
is.
There's also the argument that if it's not
over cities and towns in Iraq and Syria, that's
well, also there's the argument you destroy ISIS, and then there's another group, an ISIS-like group of Islamists, of Salafis, who, you know, whether it's al-Qaeda in Iraq or al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula or some name we don't yet know.
So there's no end, is what you're saying.
Well, do you believe there's an end?
Look, I think the end is going to be much harder than we think it is. Mm-hmm. Boko Haram is another example.
Right. Yeah.
But I think we need a national conversation that starts with the notion that radical Islamism is much closer to Ebola as a virus than it is a national state problem. This is different than any opponent we've ever faced. It is worldwide. Over 50 countries have sent a total of over 10,000 people to Syria, including almost 200 from the United States.